Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and this is Carl from Incredibly Strange Films and Film and Stuff and Deviant Legion. And we want to welcome you to our memorial commentary watch of a James Caan movie from 1967 called Games. And with me today, I am so happy to bring back one of our stalwarts. We love him dearly. It's the Doc Sludge, otherwise known as Eric. Hi there.
Hello. Hey, how you doing?
Doing well, doing well. Glad to have you back with us, man.
It's good to be back.
Today, we're doing this commentary watch. This is a movie that I ran across in the early 70s when I was growing up. And I fell in love with this film. It's just so twisted. And it's very, very much a Hitchcock film type of film. I have a lot of things to say as we go on with it. It's also directed by one of my favorite directors, Curtis Harrington. You may not know the name, but I'll go through some of the things he's directed while we do the commentary watch. So, Doc, you have never seen this, have you?
No, I haven't. I have heard of it because, well, it's a classic, but I actually have never seen it.
Well, you might want to strap yourself in because it's quite something. Now, we're going to be doing – I have this in the comments, the link to the film. Unfortunately, the only version of this we can find is on OKRU. We don't like using that particular site at this point because of the Ukraine conflict. But in a case like this, sometimes you got to do it. So we'll be using that. We're set up at this point, right with the film.
Yes.
I'm basically, with this, it's really hard to get to 000, so I think I'm at like 001 or 2. I'm in the black screen, and it starts as soon as we hit play. So what we're going to do is we're going to do 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and go. And before we do anything, you have to forgive us, but we are in the middle of a heat wave. I've got the fan going. Doc has the fan going. We don't like to do that, but it's too goddamn hot not to. Right?
The case of swamp ass that I have is incredible. I've only had swamp ass this bad when I was wading through the Everglades. Trust me, wading through the Everglades is not fun, but I had to do it.
No.
That's a story for another day.
All righty, so we're going to start here. We're going to go 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go. And by the way, great score here, too.
That sounds spooky already. Or suspenseful, mm-hmm. I should say. Yeah, and please forgive us. Our audio is going to be very, very wacky this evening because of close proximity to fans and speakers and all sorts of stuff because of what we have to deal with the heat. So apologies ahead of time.
Yeah, you might want to turn your audio down a little bit.
If I go any further down, I can't hear it.
Yeah, exactly. I know. You have to be at that little.
We got to find that happy medium, which in this case.
Exactly.
It's very rare. And my. Are you serious? Here it comes.
So you'll see her for a moment, but one of the party guests is Luanna Anders, who is in several films, including The Wasp Woman.
Yep, and another reason why we are using OKRU is because it's free. we like to be able to include everybody with what we do because, you know, even those who don't have a budget to go out and buy a movie, we'll try our best to find something that's free for people to access, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
I can't go any lower. If I go any lower, I won't be able to hear anything.
There we go.
I'm on mute.
Unmute yourself. There go you ahead.
All right. This is about the best I can do.
Okay, are you unmuted?
Yeah, I'm unmuted.
Okay. That works.
Okay.
So we are on the Upper West Side, very nouveau riche.
For a moment there, when he was turning, he sort of looked like Peter Cushing, but he's not.
No. So that's Catherine Ross. This is a year before her breakout role in The Graduate.
I think that device in the background is called a Jacob's Ladder.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Now, one of the things about James Caan in this period of time, he had just done El Dorado. He was going to go on to Rabbit Run and a couple other films. But this was before he was basically a typecast as a tough guy. Of course, that's all because of The Godfather 5 years later.
You know, I still have never.
You ever been to one of these parties? I actually was to one of these. I hated it. So that woman there is Estelle Winwood, by the way.
Uh-huh. So what were the basis of these parties like this?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
What was the meaning of the parties, or what were they for?
Well, they play games. So that whole presentation is them playing games and playing role playing. That's why this is called games.
Huh. So they're larping.
And that is John Stroud. This was his first feature film role. Character actor all over the place, particularly in the 70s and 80s. Lots of TV work.
I loved it. Camera work on this.
Yeah. So Curtis Harrington was an interesting director. He was under the radar a lot. He did a bunch of things. Let me just get here for a moment. His first film was Night Tide. That's the one with Dennis Hopper and Luana Anders.
Me and Danae watched
Possible
that for
Mermaid.
A show one night. Yeah.
Right. And then 1965, Voyage to the Prehistoric Planet. Queen of Blood in 66.
Nice.
Games in 1967. How Awful About Alan in 1970. Whoever Slew Auntie Rue in 71 with Shelley Winters. What's the Matter with Helen in 71. One of my favorites, my second favorite film of his, is The Killing Kind, which is a great, great noir horror film. Then for TV, he did The Cat Creature, Killer Bees, The Dead Don't Die, and then a great drive-in movie called Ruby, and actually Stephen Ronquillo and I will be doing that in August, I'm sure of that. Then Dog, The Hound of Hell. You should love that one.
I do, actually. I've seen that one and The Cat Creature. Both are fun.
Yeah. This was his one film where he was, you know, his one studio film. All the rest of it wasn't studio film, so it was either TV, movies, or independent. Yeah, you take the feedback, kid. Yeah. You know, if you take a look at her, you can see why she was cast in The Graduate. She has that real waspy beauty to her. And I don't mean that as a cut. But, you know, the all-American girl next door type of thing going on.
Yeah. Hello.
Now, she also, in this film, she is an heiress. So she's got the money, and he likes to buy the art and do all that type of stuff. That becomes more important a little later. As you can try to figure out, like, what the fuck is going on?
Oh, those furry blankets. Oh, that's got to be way too hot at night.
Yeah.
I'm talking night sweats. Oh.
Oh, yeah. I've been getting those.
Doesn't help with 100 freaking degrees out. Anyway.
He takes off the fake mustache and puts it on her and they have sex. Figure it out, okay?
Yeah. Oh, boy. No, my dear. You do not look good with mustache. No. You look good otherwise, but mustache, no. Oh, darn it. That joke would have... I completely lost the joke I was going to do right in the middle of it.
Getting the fades to the camera work, I really like.
Yeah. I also like the color palette in this movie so far. It's very unique.
And here we have the spider. This is Simon Signoret, probably best known for being the lead in Diabolique. in the 50s. But a very fine French actress. Now, when they originally was trying to cast her, when he was writing the script, Curtis Harrington wanted Marlene Dietrich in this role, but the studio wouldn't allow it, so they hired Simone Signoret. She accepted because of the script, and also because she saw Nighttie, and also because she saw similarities between this and Diabolique.
Nighttie is kind of a—I don't know—for me, it was a difficult watch. It was the atmosphere of the film was great, but it was just like, okay. It's really hard. It's just hard to describe movie to, you know.
Well, what is it? Okay, that's one of the things. That, you know, is it horror? Is it fantasy? Is it a drama? Is he psychologically impaired? Who the hell knows? Right. This is where Curtis Harrington did a lot of work in terms like that. Even his trilogy of exploitation. You know, is it in their mind, or is this really happening? What's going on? You know.
Yep, I do. In Nighttie, I really do like the use of the. Oh my gosh, I forgot what it's the spinny thing with the horses, the carousel.
Yeah.
The camera work with that was really good. The atmosphere, the whole almost Carney-like atmosphere to it, like carnival, mysterious, also that was really good. But just the movie itself was like, well, so far I'm enjoying this one better than Nighttie.
See, I happen to really like Nighttie because I love the atmosphere and I love the idea that it's not what you expect.
Right.
Neither is this. This is not what you expect. Now, at the end of this movie, I'm going to ask you a question.
Sure.
And the question is, does this movie remind you of another movie that came out later?
Yeah,
okay,
do you see that little wall chandelier in the back there?
Yes.
Near the statue head? My grandmother had several of those in her house. So this is bringing back some good stuff for me.
Look at that shot. Is that a beautiful shot or what?
Yeah. Oh, my God, it's huge.
Now, you think that this is filmed exteriors in New York, but no, this was all done on the back lot Universal Studios.
Wow.
You know, so the question as you watch this is who's playing the game on who? Of course, that's the big question in any of these films, right?
Right. You You know what I love about these older films?
Mm-hmm.
Is that you can actually see the color of people's eyes in these movies.
Yes.
Like, in newer stuff, it's just like you either they cut away too quick or there's not enough focus time, there's not enough anything for you to actually see that, you know, this woman has bluish-gray eyes, this other lady's got green. You know, you don't see that in films anymore.
So it is.
Everybody's playing
this
movie.
Yeah. So what? What we have here is like a setup of what's going to happen later in the movie. And you're getting introduced to the main players here. And trust me, she's a main player.
She's a foreign agent.
Yeah.
Oh, well, the defense actually got stuck.
That's it. But you can also tell Simone Signore, the older lady, you know, back in the day, she was quite fetching, to say the least. So, I have a question for you. If someone faints on the floor, what are you going to do? What's the first thing you do? Now, they called the doctor. I wouldn't call the doctor. I'd call the ambulance. What about you?
Oh, well,
especially if it's someone you don't know.
Right. Check for head injuries. Make sure the breathing path is clear. Call ambulance.
Yeah. By the way, that Afghan, I have an Afghan very similar to that. My mother knitted those for years and years and years. So, right now, with Khan's character, do you see a difference between what he's doing here and what he did later in his career?
Yes, he's not as aggressive or tough guy.
Right. And at this point, they thought he was a pretty boy. This was a film that actually, you know, sort of broke some of the mold for him. And this is a film nobody really talks about, which I think is a shame.
I love these angles. The computer, camera angles.
Mm-hmm. By the way, we had a bed like that, one of the brass beds like that.
Mm-hmm.
I will say one thing, though. That wallpaper is not my style.
Oh, I love it, though. It looks like LSD vomit. It's beautiful.
LSD vomit. I like that.
Just, oh, look at all the cars. Oh, they're on the wall now. Cool.
But, you know, the colors are very vibrant, and his palette is, notice the light blue and the dark red?
Yes, yes.
And the off-white of the pillows? Oh, I want that lamp. Look at that lamp. Those lamps are great.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, that's when I finally, if I ever get a house, it's like my house would be a combination of stuff from the 50s all the way to the 2000s, and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think I literally have a lamp like that in, well, we used to. So, oh yeah.
No, I used to move shit like that. Yeah. We used to move pianos. Not fun.
Oh. No, thank you. There's a body in the steamer trunk. Or several. I just had flashes to Edmund Costello and Lee Frankenstein with these two guys carrying the chest up the stairs. So basically, she's moving into their house.
Yes. After fainting. That would not happen with me. I don't know about you. That's the one thing, that's the one plot point of this film that I think stretches reality. Oh, and now we get into the tarot, which becomes very important.
Oh, the tarot cards, yes.
So you ever have anyone do your read your cards?
Yes. You know what they said?
What?
The results are inconclusive.
I'm
serious.
We don't know. Yeah. I had a friend of mine lied, who was very heavy into that, and had, this is back when I was a teenager, and she read my cards a lot.
Yep. The person who read mine just was just like, I don't know. I'm like, glad I didn't pay you. Everybody wins this time. I just don't get this whole moving your green after shit passes. I'd be like, all right, you're better. GTFO. Have a nice day.
Yeah, but they're into games, okay? So they're into new things to happen and things like that.
Yes, new thing for me is random lady comes into my house, which number one, not happen. Number two, she passes out. There you go. But the only thing that I let into my home that's another living organism, besides close friends and family, are cats. And I seem to trust cats more than I trust some people. But that's just me.
Okay. Look at this. I love that shot. That shot is so good.
Oh, the thunder is ominous, therefore it's foreshadowing.
I would love to have a playroom like this. I think this was one of the reasons when I was like about 14 and I saw this, I wanted to have something like this when I was, this would be so freaking cool.
I've noticed something. Every every scene, every character has got some different piece of clothing on.
Mm-hmm.
And, or a different outfit.
Yeah, at this point, she'd be creeping me the fuck out. How about you?
This is the reason why I only let friends, family, and cats into where I live. Because you don't have to worry about anybody dangerous whipping something out. Like, unless you want
not the safest neighborhood in the world. Let's put it that way.
Right. Well, actually, recently it's been a lot less crazy out there. It's been a lot less gunfire, a lot less violence. I don't know why, but I really appreciate it. Everybody's been chill out for a little bit. So I give that piece of artwork in the background behind this actress a thumbs up.
Yeah, the artwork is just amazing. Of course, that's part of his character. He's spending her fortune on all this artwork.
No, I appreciate art, but I shouldn't spend. Like, yes, there's a painting in my apartment that I paid $50 for, but it's an awesome piece of artwork to me.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't crazy expensive. I mean, and it also helped a local artist, so that's warranted.
I'm sorry, but I'm not a gun person. But she really is selling this, though.
Oh, yeah. A lot of people probably see this pistol and think it's like a cap gun or whatever. Probably, but there actually are revolvers that are designed to load like that, and I think one of them specifically is made by Taurus.
Right.
Don't ask me how I know that, but I know it because I've had my hands on one.
Mm-hmm.
I personally am not a big fan of guns, but,
If you hunt with them, and of course I grew up in a very rural area, no problem with that.
Yeah, I mean...
But
like
I'm not
father,
a gun person.
Yeah, my father collected guns. That was his thing. Or I collect movies and bizarre things you can find around, around the world, and cursed objects, all that stuff. He collected guns. I have several of the ones that I, of the collection I inherited from him, because they have got special emotional meaning, and they will never be used. Mostly because it's way too much firepower for where I am, and it's not needed.
Right. Yeah, this, so how creeped out are you so far?
I'm actually more creeped out that they let this woman stay in their house as long as she has.
Well, yeah,
and
that's
the fact
the
that she
point.
And that she ruined their toy.
Uh-huh.
You need to get crazy French lady out of house now.
Now?
Now. Okay, pigeons, this isn't the birds. Relax. Just relax.
Did you just... It was a game. To get a reaction out of her. See, they're all twisted. So time, where are you time-wise? I think you're a little behind me.
Yeah, I'm a couple of seconds behind you, I think. I'm at 35:13.
Yeah, you're like 20 seconds behind me. You may want to just... I'm at like 35,
yeah.
45, you know.
All right. I literally just made it 35, 45.
Okay.
Well, actually, we'll do that. Anyway, yeah, so closer. Yeah, I lost internet connection for a couple of seconds there. That's why I was behind. But we're okay now.
Thank you.
It's just a game, bro. It's just a game.
What you need here now is some death metal on the organ.
Yeah, right. Oh, now we're going for, like, the old and spooky.
Grand Guignol.
Yep.
And basically, at this point, most people that are watching it are like, what the fuck?
Yeah,
this is Harrington all over. This is Harrington. God, I would love to have that 78 player. God bless.
Master Ritual.
Yeah.
Saved by the doorbell.
If someone answered like that, and I, you know, answered the doorbell dressed like that, I'm not going in. I don't know about you. Yeah, so I think this is normal. You know, I remember the first time I saw this. It was the first time I remember seeing this.
I have no idea what's going on.
But I remember seeing this and like, just like, this is so weird. Thank you. Okay, we got a little feedback.
Oh, what a feedback. All right, let me adjust a little bit. How was that?
Mm-hmm. Funny thing here is that The Graduate, which she's in, the next movie she does is The Graduate here. Of course, it's Mrs. Robinson, not her, that's trying to seduce. So this actually predates that. Interesting.
Yeah.
And it's Anne Bancroft doing that, not Catherine Ross. Now, Catherine is still acting. She's, I had her up earlier. She's doing TV work these days. Just a second. She was also in a movie not too long ago that I saw her in. Just a second. Oh, Donnie Darko. She was in Donnie Darko. Okay, this is where it turns, kids.
All of that from touching a lady's knee. You better behave yourself.
Yeah.
So there. Always respect a woman, or you're going to get a shirt or something bounced off your forehead. Lucky it wasn't a hammer. I was expecting more of a freak out reaction than just, oh, that's not good.
Okay, so you got to start figuring out what the hell is going on.
Yep.
They were all supposed to be blanks.
I hate to say it, but this is really reminiscent of what happened recently with Alec Baldwin.
Say that again?
Just putting that out there. This is eerily, very reminiscent of what happened with Alec Baldwin recently on that movie he was producing where he actually shot somebody. So, let's bury him in the basement. Butter, no. No, honey, no. Not butter, no.
I'm afraid if you shot someone in the face, it would be a lot more blood. What do you think?
Just
and some splatter too.
Yeah, there would be an exit of yeah. There would be a lot more carnage than that, but they're trying to keep it somewhat tasteful, I think, maybe.
Yes.
Just give it, send them away in the elevator.
And of course, people can see it going up if you happen to be there.
Right. Dead bodies are usually supposed to go down, not up.
Yeah.
Boy.
So yeah, we're getting into the macabre now.
Yeah. Wash your hands. Wash your hands. Go change your pants while you're at it, too.
I love those statues on the wall, man.
Oh, yeah. I love those hands, too, the yellow ones. We used to have some of those back in our old house back in, like, early 80s.
There you have some stained glass, too. My dad was in the stained glass. We had that house in Bradford. You were never there, of course, but it was an old house.
Yeah.
This is a great thing. Anyway.
I actually have stained glass in my bathroom above the shower.
Mm-hmm.
One of these days, I got to put a tour of this place on YouTube.
Right.
Just, yeah. Oh, now it's going everywhere. Wash your hands. Change your pants.
This is it. So well done.
All those old fuses, man. Oh, those are terrible. I had to change a couple of those out. Little fact.
That's a great
sequence.
That
is
a great sequence. That's a Hitchcock sequence. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
The house that I live in is over 200 years old. So those fuses are the ones we have upstairs, and I had to change a couple of those out a while back. And when you're in the middle of the dark fumbling with screwing fuses, it's just like, motherfucker, come on. And you're also trying not to get electrocuted in the process. And a huge tip, don't put pennies in there.
Yeah.
I have to poke them. It really makes you wonder if everything in this movie is a game.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
exactly.
Like, oh, wow, that's a really interesting thought. Like, nothing is real, I think.
Mm-hmm.
The ultimate role-playing game. Ba-ba-bum.
Well, you know, take a look at Fincher's The Game. you know, the antecedents are here, without a question.
Inconceivable. Yeah. You think that? Carl, inconceivable.
Yes. Yes, inconceivable.
Yep, I had the first thing I thought of was Princess Bride with that scene.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, kitty. And oh, my God, look at the cat. That, the way the cat's acting, it's
mm-hmm.
basically giving off this vibe of, I don't know what the fuck I am. What did you give me? What did I eat? Oh, God. That's what I get from that cat. Yeah, that's just like, okay, leave me out of the scene. You'll never see me again. Bye-bye. Thank you. Have a good night.
Yeah. You're going to love what they do to the body.
Are they going to make pies by any chance?
No, they're not going to make pies. This is not Sweeney Talk.
Okay. Are they going to make fritters?
No. No, you'll see.
Okay.
You'll see.
I'm just going
to. It's a nice nod to an earlier film.
Gotcha.
You'll catch it.
Yeah, I kind of go by, like, you know, the highly inventive, odd ways of taking care of a body from all the monster movies and stuff I watch.
So in his review of this film, Vincent Campy of the New York Times specifically said that if this was a half hour, it would be perfect for Alfred Hitchcock Presents. But
right.
That by stretching it out, he thinks that it even is better than that. That by these sequences, like the one we just saw, and there'll be a couple others before the end of the movie, that the tension is really well done. And it didn't get much of a critical reviews simply because it really opened in two places. It opened in New York and L.A. Was not released nationwide. Probably ended up in like major metropolitans like Chicago and such. But the two reviews I know are L.A. and in New York.
Are those dried peppers on a rope in the
yes.
background?
Yes.
Oh, my God. My family, throughout my 42 years of existence and beyond, have had like 90% of the background stuff in this movie.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's so wild.
Yeah, the production design of this is absolutely stunning. It's stunning.
Did they put him in the washing machine? Because everything is red in there, it looks like.
Mm-hmm. And I'm going to tell you something. You think you know where this is going? You don't.
I don't have the foggiest idea. Is she in the mental ward by any chance?
No.
Like all this? Okay. So it doesn't do a cop-out like that. That's good.
Okay, check this out.
Are we going House on Haunted Hill?
No, not House on Haunted Hill. No, that's not the right one. What's the right one?
Oh my God, Bucket of Blood?
Thank you. He went Bucket of Blood on Don Stroud. Fucking awesome.
Dude. I am thoroughly impressed.
Thought you would be.
That is fan-freaking-tastic right there. $10,000 points.
Yeah.
Yes, I like this movie. Well done.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's like so many people who have not seen Bucket of Blood. It's one of those movies, it's got beatniks, it's got a lot of character to it. And it's short, too, so you can actually get through it in like a little over or a little bit less than an hour. And it's like,
an hour and five or an hour and ten. Yeah.
Yeah.
And of course, It's the inimitable Dick Miller. I mean, you got to watch anything that Dick Miller is in. Seriously.
Dick Miller, yes, he's been in that movie. Right?
Right. Interesting they decide on the cravat instead of a tie.
What is he trying to do? Fred Jones? Now, okay, so
okay.
What? Dumb question. I need your help on this.
Okay.
So his little neck accessory, is that an... You said that was a what was that again?
Cravat.
And that is different than an ascot?
Yes.
Okay.
Now I could be wrong. It could be an ascot, and I thought it was a cravat. The person who really knows that would be Rachel. But
gotcha.
I think it's a cravat.
Because I kind of got a Fred Jones from Scooby-Doo vibe there for a moment.
Yes. Absolutely.
But I thought I poisoned you.
No, that's not him.
But he's dressed very similarly to the guy that...
That's the whole thing. Okay. It's freaking her out. Okay, you're bleeding again in sound.
Oh, sorry. I just changed position. I got a little bit too close. My apologies.
No, that's okay. The nice thing, I happen to know the film, so I can have it down real low. I will say one thing about movies in the 60s and 70s. People smoke. Now, I still smoke. Okay, so... I find that very comforting.
Yeah, you know, I quit smoking back in 2014, and I'll be honest with you, I miss the smell of smoked-in houses. I miss the smell of bars, the whiskey, the wood of the bar,
and
cigarette smoke. It drives me nuts. I cannot find those scents anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I could probably find, like, a bar scented candle or something like an Etsy or what have you, but I just haven't actually sat down to take a look for a specific candle that smells like a bar. But I have a record from Japan that smells like my grandmother's basement, which is really weird. And
that's
no,
weird.
The record from the record from Japan was never in my grandmother's basement.
Mm-hmm. So now we're adding on to the occult end of this. La Mort means death, by the way.
Yes. Gasp.
No, I must run away because I'm scared. Run.
And this lady's like, I got to finish my smoke and my coffee. That'll chase after you.
Yeah, exactly. The one thing you can say about this is just looking at the set design and all those... the door's closing. On its own. What the fuck?
Ooh. We had right after my father passed, we had an addition. Actually, it was before my father passed, we had an addition added onto my mother's house. And after my father passed, there was a door that we closed, leading from one the original section of the house to the new section of the house. Well, we were kind of like, what the hell is going on here? But apparently, there was a little bit of a weak in the structure, so if you stepped in the right spot or if the house is settling that night, that's when the door would close. And it actually adjusted itself out after about 6 months. It's kind of like, whoa, okay, it's kind of creepy. Your husband doesn't work here. Oh, wait, it's Jim. Sorry.
Yeah, he's not exactly working. What's his angle? What is going on? When you try to figure this out, let me know.
Ah, he's probably trying to scare the hell out of her to get her inheritance over to him so he can buy more artwork and then have three more
not
games.
Not bad.
Or
not bad.
Or the,
not exactly correct, but not bad.
Or the French lady or the in this film is actually... her mother, and she is trying to scare away James Caan's character so he will stop spending all of this poor girl's inheritance on shitty art, in her opinion. But actually, the art is pretty cool. Or we're going the House on Haunted Hill version. We're trying to make somebody look, or excuse me, the original Haunting, or something like that, in that caliber.
Now, there's also a movie that came out in 71 that this has a lot of
The Exorcist?
Second Amendment.
Or is that 79? Was The Exorcist 79?
No, this is 71. Let's Scare Jessica to Death. Starring Cora Lambert.
Gotcha.
There's that one, too. So we're in that territory. We're in that territory. So who the fuck is doing this? That's the question. Right?
Oh, the kitty knows somebody in there that she loves. Now, are we going to go into Poe territory with that cat being all revengeful and stuff?
No, but you know what? Don't think he's not thinking about that as a director and a screenwriter. That's the thing about
right.
There are so many callbacks to different horror movies and thrillers and literature in this one that it takes a while for you to catch everything, but you're catching it pretty well, actually.
Well, I'm very familiar with a lot of older horror movies and monster movies, so I think that's why I'm catching so many different things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you didn't catch Walter Paisley. You didn't catch that one, Bucket of Blood.
I did catch that one.
I know, but after I gave it to you.
I got it. One diggy diggy. Two diggy diggy.
Yeah, you're about 15, 20 seconds. Behind me. Just to give you an idea, I am at 110.00.
Okay. Body pistol ball. I've often been told never, ever, ever, ever leave your crystal ball in the window when you leave your home.
Yes.
You wanna know why? Because crystal balls
no.
can focus light and start fires. That's why.
Oh, yeah. That makes sense. She can't sleep.
Scream?
This is not working for her.
Mommy dear. No wire hangers.
No, different movie.
I know, but I just had a momentary vibe of it.
It's like, what the fuck is this? You know, I mean, I remember seeing this at, like, probably 14 years old, 13, 14 years old. No, it'd have to be about 14. And just like, this was like the most elegant puzzle movie I'd ever seen up to that point.
But
look how he works
with
shadows. Dude, look at the shadows and everything. It's just so well done.
Okay, lady, dig your well right here. You'll be just fine.
Oh, I want that pinball machine. I so want that pinball machine.
Did you know that there's a new Godzilla pinball machine? It's $13,000.
I know. You know, my dad worked for a copper company, and in the balls and pinball, there's a copper core. Okay, and so they made a lot of their money to Bally and Gottlieb and particularly Bally. So one of the things that happened when we were in Pittsburgh, we got a couple of old-style pinball machines that were in the basement of the house, plus a ping pong on a table. And I love that shit.
Oh, he's got the Hugh Hefner robe going on.
Yeah, he does.
Hey, boys, you.
Okay, that you're definitely bleeding. Down.
Yep, that's what I can do. Okay, there we go. She's a good screamer, I have to admit. A lot of these older movies, when they have somebody scream, you feel it. That it sometimes it's just like, oh, I'm so scared. Oh, is this Black Baby Carriage, Rosemary's Baby?
Actually, you pulled it. That was the movie I was going to. This has a lot. Rosemary's Baby and Ira Levin's novel. You know, this is before that. This was an original screenplay. I don't know if Ira Levin ever saw this, but trust me, there's DNA there between the two of them, without a doubt.
Yep. I'm still not exactly sure where this is going. But don't point any form of gun at anybody. Thank you.
No, never. So she saw Don Stroud, right? Was that real, or was that an imagination of hers?
Right.
Okay, what do you think?
I think somebody's screwing with her, big time.
Yeah.
Because these are the games we play.
Well, remember what the movie's called. Called Games.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wait a minute. Okay, so probably he's playing games with her mind to get her put into an asylum so he can get all of her money.
You're starting to work it. I will give you a hint. Yeah, there's part of that. You got part of that right, but not quite.
Eddie, you need to leave. Eddie, you need to leave the store. You can't leave now, lady. You witnessed the murder in our house. No. Bruce Wayne, you are not.
one of the tells here is that if you accidentally shot somebody, you would, you know, it's not affecting him at all. It's affecting her. So, you know, that's a tell that he's in on the team. Or he's playing again.
Yeah.
Let's put it that way.
They're trying to break her for money. I haven't got something that's part of it. Right, that little creature down there? Or was that the cat?
I think that was the cat.
Oh, the little... Oh, the kitty.
Aw, yeah, they love kitties.
Somebody's in love with it.
So how's your kitties doing? They back with mom now?
Yeah, they've been back with mom for a while now. They're doing good. I'm actually going home to visit next weekend. And the neighborhood cats are doing well, too. Moo's doing very good. I think I might have to rehome her again. Because I don't think she's working out with the neighbors. Because for the last 2 weeks, she's actually been outside. I've not seen her indoors or anything. So. And I absolutely adore Moo. She's just so sweet, so cute. So we're going to figure out what to do with her. And Willow kicked my ass on Saturday.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was trying to get Willow to be back to check out his fur problem, but it's getting better, and I had to have quite a few Band-Aids and bandages after he was done with me, so he never got back. But we're still cool with each other.
Now, I don't know if you noticed, but in that one sequence, there's somebody in the house.
Yeah, I did notice that.
So this is not over.
And the body in the coffin is going to be the guy that they shot.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I was wrong.
Okay, what movie is it? You know?
Can't think of it. But it feels so familiar. What you got?
I have to look. I have to look. I think it's Vampire. I'm not sure. I think it's Vampire.
Well, I was also thinking about Haunted Honeymoon, but Haunted Honeymoon became after this. Way, way
right.
after.
And I'm looking. I'm going to see if I can figure that out.
And of course, the classic candelabra.
Yep. By the way, the organ music was the same as the Ghost and Mr. Chicken, by the way.
I have not seen that yet. That's what Bon Knotts, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Cool.
And those are those old fuses we were talking about. We had those fuses in our house in Bradford.
Okay, now that the power is off. Okay. Ah, crafty.
Killer is in the house and he is biding his time. You only have a little while until you see him again, my dear.
Yes. So I mentioned Simone Signoret was in this film, Diabolique. And in many ways, her character is the older version of the character she played in Diabolique. Now, it's never confirmed, but it's certainly there because that has the same plot. They're basically trying to drive someone crazy to get at her fortune.
Right. Girl, you can defend yourself.
This is so well put together.
It is.
And you can see the Hitchcockian influence. You can see Psycho here. You can see so many things. You're bleeding again. So
here we go. Oh, nice. The increasing blood flow, very cool. Wait. So they're trying to.
What?
Okay. So they basically were using her to off this guy to put her in prison so they can get the inheritance. Or maybe he was the.
Have you figured it out yet? It's almost done. Let's see if you got it. So James Caan is definitely involved. We know that.
Yeah.
Okay. He's definitely involved. You're bleeding again.
I can't do anything about it because if I go into
the yeah, okay. Or... We're almost done anyway. Okay, you're definitely bleeding. So, we got one more turn here. We got one more turn that you're not expecting.
So he and the French lady are lovers?
And the woman with the cat. Okay. So he sells the brownstone, he sells all that art, and also her money. He's pretty friggin' well off.
Yep.
Yeah. London Bridge, I hear that. That's important. Okay, let's see if you're expecting this.
I did not expect her to come back. Ah, business partner, go figure.
Well, So she was involved all the way.
I have a feeling. Is there going to be a double cross?
So, yeah, so now you know everything, except playing games with professionals.
Oh, hold on. And you're sea level.
Yeah.
Oh, be back.
Who's the real professional here?
I wonder.
I love the playing with the glass too. That's so cool.
Yep. And I did remember I did mention double cross.
Yes, you did. It's actually more of a triple cross, but yeah.
That's what you get, Monty Man.
Absolutely.
That's what you get.
And she's so good in this.
Yes, she is. And then she gets hit by the ambulance that our poor girl who was just committed was driving. Ha, 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 ha. Oh.
Nope.
That doesn't happen, does it? Okay.
No.
It would have been kind of funny if it didn't know. But
yeah.
That's not what happened. Well, that was very cool.
So, you know, they talk about all these films that James Caan did. And they don't even mention this. And I think that's a goddamn shame.
Yeah, I mean, it's more of a subtle film, but it's really good.
Well, you know, there's a lot, as I said, there's tons of Hitchcock influencing this. You know, this is about the same time that De Palma started. You know, and you know, I mean, we look at Hitchcock. This is perfect Hitchcock. I mean, take a look at Strangers on a Train, Patricia Highsmith, and all that. And this is great. Vertigo too,
yes,
has a lot of it. Really, really good, solid film. And it's a shame, to me, that Curtis Harrington is basically forgotten. He's forgotten. You know, there's a small cult of which I'm one, and so is Steven, that we love his How Awful About Alan and Who Slew Auntie Rue and that. But this one is not well known. This is one of the least known of the Harringtons, and I think it's really, really good. I think this is a solid, solid film.
Definitely.
So I hope you enjoyed yourself.
I did, definitely.
Absolutely.
You really did. That was fun. That was fun.
So very briefly, what we're going to do is we're going to do a little bit of housekeeping. So tomorrow, now this was in honor of James Caan, but during the week we had a lot of people. L.Q. Jones passed away, but also Lenny Van Dolen passed away. Lenny is best known for a film called Electric Dreams. He was also in Twin Peaks, the series in Twin Peaks, Fire Walk With Me. And he passed away, and Rachel and I are going to be doing a film of his from the early 2000s. We're going to do a commentary watch on the feminist manifesto known as Teeth. And let's just say it's all about, you know, yes, let's just say, can I say vagina dentata? Can I say that?
Oh, yes. I'm very familiar with that movie from reading about it at Fangoria way back in the day. Unfortunately,
yeah.
I never got my hands on the copy, but I would definitely like to see it sometime.
Well, if you want to join us tomorrow, you're more than welcome. And then on Friday, we've got Adam Ferenz, and he's at the Cathode Ray Mission, and he and his crew is going to be talking about the British comedy The Thick of It, starring Peter Capaldi as a very foul-mouthed British politician, and it's a lot of fun. Now, on Sunday, Rock This Town with TC, Rachel and myself are going to join TC, and we're going to do a playlist of songs on where we live. So I live in New York City. TC lives in Pittsburgh. And Rachel lives, splits her time between Little Rock, Arkansas, and Memphis, Tennessee. So we'll be listening to all sorts of songs that mention those places. And then we have a lot more coming up next week. However, I will say a week from Monday, which is the 1st of August, we have a special podcast that we've been trying to schedule for a while. We finally got it scheduled. And it's What's the Best Science Fiction TV Program of the Millennium? And we have a bunch of experts or neo-experts that are going to be talking, including myself, Miss Vicki Love, Limes Marshall, John Killian, and it's going to be a lot of fun. And so we'll be doing that. And Bill Reynolds is going to be with us also. So we've got that coming up and that sort of thing. Now, Doc, we've been talking, and you're going to be coming back into the airwaves. Do you want to say anything about that, or are you still trying to figure things out?
It's a work in development, so we're definitely working on trying to figure out what I'm going to do next. So, we'll definitely keep everybody up to date on upcoming shows and stuff that I'm going to work on. Just right now, because of how busy I've been, I don't have any information, unfortunately.
Okay, now you've posted a couple of videos to your YouTube channel. Do you want to talk about that?
Yes, actually, my YouTube channel is Sludge Industries. I have been posting different videos of different snacks and treats from around the world. And some of them have been moderately successful, others have not. That's just how YouTube cycles, unfortunately. And I've also been kind of moving back into the review territory when it comes to different collectibles and so on. And within the next month, just to give myself enough breathing room, I will be starting movie reviews. And I'll also be working on a Buy Me a Coffee link and hopefully a Patreon, and we'll go from there.
All right.
And I finally broke over 100 subscribers, and I have 890 more to go before I can actually start monetizing. So subscribe, everybody.
Exactly. All right, folks. Well, we are going to say goodnight. We want to thank you all for coming on with us and watching games with us, and we really appreciate it. So, Doc, thank you very much for being with me tonight. I really appreciate it. And Absolutely. And we'll see you guys later. Take care. Good night, everyone.
Good night, everybody.